Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, spring in Juneau does have its rhythms, from the community cleanup that we had, concerts, community events. It's like a garden that suddenly has flowers shooting up. And this weekend, we have the Blessing of the Fleet and the Juneau Maritime Festival, a celebration of Juneau's historic ties to the water. And joining us now via Zoom, and because we are on Zoom, I can see Alex Rabeck. She's got a captain's hat on. She looks very nautical there.
Thank you. Yes. Thanks for having me today. So I like to say, I keep making the joke. It's like, this is my maritime hat, festival hat. Like, I'm going to wear it. You're going to see me at the festival wearing this hat.
Well, you wear it very, very well. And, you know, the Juneau Economic Development Council, of course, is one of the big forces behind pulling off this maritime festival. So it usually what starts at about 11 o'clock right after the Blessing of the Fleets. So it's sort of a natural transition, you know, just to
Yeah. We are always cognizant of that day and that time frame for the Blessing of the Fleet and the reading of the names. And I believe there was some years when the Maritime Festival hasn't occurred the same day as that event. But I believe it works out really well to kind of have that sort of solemn time in the morning, that moment of reflection, and then to, you know, continue on with the day and celebrating the various, you know, the various folks that are in the maritime industry, including fishermen. You know, I think that is a huge part of the Maritime Festival. So I think it's a really nice tie-in.
Yeah, I think it is. It seems to kind of give it the space, kind of just to kind of recognize the past. And then the festival is kind of also about the future, I guess, philosophically, in recognizing as a community that that we are seafaring as part of our economy.
Yeah, well, and I think an important part of the festival, you know, 11:15 a.m. really kicks off the festival. And that is going to be the canoe landing with the One People Canoe Society and the Yusku Dancers, which is the multicultural dance group for here in Juneau. And so, I mean, even just our sort of cultural ties with Alaska Native history and that presence there is so important. And so I think it's a really great way to get our festival going.
Yeah, and especially because they have such a long connection to the water that it makes it even more meaningful as we kind of move through time. But I guess people also, you know, go to the festival not only to learn but to have fun.
And, yes.
And so, you know, to bring the kids out and kind of air out the cobwebs from winter. So tell us some of the things we can look forward to.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got about 50 or so, you know, booths happening, ranging from informational to kids activities, art, to, you know, vendors selling, you know, their wares. And so that will be the entire time frame from 11 to 5. Simultaneously, we've got the main stage happening, and that's a great lineup of different performing artists, the, you know, dance group I mentioned earlier, moving into the Vox Borealis, who will be doing sea shanties, which I'm really excited for. The Radio Flyers will be there. Dara Relatos will be there. Rochelle Smallwood, Craig Millard, and then the sort of our big act is going to be the Navy Brass Band, Big Waves Brass Band.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I'm so excited. They're an 8-piece band, including a vocalist, and they're gonna rock that stage. So that's happening.
Well, they travel all over the country, and they're always welcome, and people are always excited to see them. So that's going to be a big thing. But now I understand that there's also this tug of war that's quite a spectacle. Tell me about that.
So every year we have a tug of war contest, and we invite organizations to put their muscle to the test. And so you can actually, we're still doing signups. So if your team or organization is out there and you've got, some strong folks on your team, you can sign up for that. But I believe last year the Coast Guard won, so they still have the trophy because whoever wins, they get to keep the trophy for the year. So if you think you can take the Coast Guard, which I don't know, we'll see. I think they've been champions for a while now, but you can definitely give it a try. There's also the fillet contest, and so we really work closely organizing this festival with our seafood processors, so Alaska Glacier Seafood, as well as Taku, and they've donated rockfish and salmon for our fillet masters to slice up and then grill. I mean, we have hundreds of pounds of fish that is donated to this event, and that you can come and enjoy some fresh killed fish free of charge, which is really cool. I don't know if there's any other event in Juneau that does anything like that. So yeah, there's really two contests that are happening that day.
And they both look like they have lots to see and a little bit of craziness attached to them. But, you know, you mentioned the Coast Guard kind of being the reigning champs of the tug of war. But I also understand that they do a rescue demonstration. So how does that happen?
Yeah, so that that will happen at 12:15, and the best viewpoint is going to be from the CT dock, which is right next to the tram. And so they actually have a helicopter that comes up, and I believe that helicopter is actually based in Sitka. So it's coming a long ways to do this demonstration for us, but it's so cool. You'll see the helicopter come in. They drop it really close to the, to the ocean. I mean, it's right there hovering, and they do this demonstration of what it looks like to do a rescue mission. So that, again, I mean, it's pretty brief, like 12:15, 12:30, but I think it's worth to head out to that part of the dock and watch and see what that's like.
So where do you go? You know, how do you, and what are the hours that this goes on so that people know? And also just, you know, we are coming out of COVID and this is largely outdoors, but are there any special considerations that you want people to know about?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's always, I always like to say, we like to meet people where they're at as far as everybody's comfort zones. You know, feel free, like obviously masks are always a great, you know, a great tool to utilize. We will have hand washing stations as well as hand sanitizer everywhere. I think it is really nice that this is an outdoor event, you know, because there is so much going on. We do expect quite a bit of people, but I know that, you know, for me personally, you know, I have my own family. I like to go to the outdoor events because I feel safe just in general outside. Also, it's supposed to be nice. So that'll...
I know. Let's keep our fingers crossed because the forecast is looking up that it should be a fairly nice day. And it's kind of within a cluster of days that are moving towards a drying trend. But and right. I guess, you know, the other thing, too, is I guess bring your appetite with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have seafood there. We'll also have some food vendors. I know V Cellador will be there, Forno Rosso. You know, Copa's supposed to be bringing ice cream. I mean, it's just such a good, fun family event. And if you don't have your family with you, we also have, you know, there's a beer tasting event going on. I mean, you technically could have your whole family there the entire day and it would be great. But if anybody wants to sneak off to the beer garden and do that or run down to the harbor cruises, those are going on too. If there wasn't enough already, we have even more happening. Yeah, it's all online though. If anybody's interested, you know, we've got a full schedule up on our Facebook as well as on our website at jedc.org/maritimefestival.
So my question is, are you going to wear your Tony little hat all the way up into the festival?
Oh yeah, every day. if anybody out there knows me, I wear a lot of hats. And so this is my week. This is my Maritime Fest where I'm wearing the hat all week and all day Saturday. If you see me wearing my special hat, come say hi. I'm probably going to be running around like a crazy person, but it'll be great.
Well, it's Fashion Week in Juneau, you know that.
I know.
Alaska Fashion Show is here. And
that's, you know, so exciting.
And of course, Alaska women kind of set some interesting trends with their boots and their knit caps and all kinds of things. So who knows? You know, you might be setting a trend with your maritime hat.
I'm happy to be a trendsetter. I'm totally into it. If this is the next trend, super cool. I'll happily start it. But yeah, it's, I mean, what a fun time. I think it's, I feel like we're just jumping out of hibernation, you know, like winter is over and we're just all in hyperdrive right now to like get out and do fun stuff. So hopefully the whole community comes out for like, you could just do the whole day. Like you could go to the Spring Fling art show, hit the Maritime Festival, and then go to the fashion show. I mean, you can literally do it all in one day, which is really cool.
Yeah, if you could just have enough energy to do it all. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here with us. Alex Vrabic, she is with the Juneau Economic Development Council. Thanks so much, and hope that it all goes well. Thank you.
Yeah.